Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. This is the Jackie Cannon Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, Snowmageddon!
Oh,
we're
no.
all gonna die! No, this is crazy. Cassandra Jones, who doesn't have a whole ton of time, from Fox 5, you were just giving the winter storm watch.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I read. Three to 6 inches, lower elevations, 12 inches, we watch you because we're creepy. But we can't have the sound on.
Thanks
for being
even
creepy.
Though we're creepy.
No, she knows we're not creepy.
No, I know you're not creepy at all.
So 3 to 6 inches lower elevations. Who are these lower elevations?
Okay, so the winter storm watch is encompassing our local mountains. And when we talk about the lower elevations, in terms of this winter storm watch, they're talking portions of Southern California and Mojave County. So not our valley floor, even though we do have the potential to pick up a few inches across the valley floor. And this time, it's a colder system. It's a slower moving system, which means, you know how with this last one, it really didn't accumulate on the road? Well, there's the potential it could actually accumulate on the road this time.
Okay, I gotta know this
because I get disappointed because every time it's going to snow and then it doesn't snow. I'm in Summerlin South at 2,644 feet above elevation. Go. How many inches?
it could be very similar to what we just had. So anywhere from like 2 to 3 inches for your neck of the woods. But across maybe the strip area, maybe right around an inch. It really just kind of depends on how long the system moves through. So obviously as we get closer to the event, it's supposed to begin Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Then we should have a better idea on how much snow, in fact, we're looking at. But I can tell you this one's colder. This one's a slower mover, so it could definitely produce a little bit more for us and have larger impacts on some of our local roadways because, hey, it shut down the whole I-15 yesterday.
Yeah, crazy. Cassie Jones from Fox 5. I thought Spence was going to try and shut up the guy on Instagram who told him that it wasn't officially sticking unless it stuck to the roads. But we don't need to worry about that.
Kaylee,
you had a question?
And I love how many people, they're like, oh, I'm from, Montana.
Up.
You want to see snow, come to Montana. It's like, this never happens. Exactly. So we're freaking out. We're excited.
Yeah, then go back to Montana.
Yeah. You love the snow so much.
Cassie, do you have any tips on how to deal with black ice? Because I knew that was a huge, I saw on Twitter was black ice. Watch out for the black ice.
Yeah, watch out for black ice. Honestly, this is weather I've never lived in before. When you talk about black ice and snow, I'm a West Coast girl, lived in California, sunny shores of California, and also in Florida. But in terms of black ice, just slow down because if you're going really fast, you can hit a patch and you're going to go sliding. But if you take your time, be alert to the road, then you can kind of try and figure out where those patches are. But anytime, many people, your commute to work, which roads you take. So if you've ever seen standing water out there, keep in mind that with these temperatures and with these conditions, it's going to freeze. So just keep that in mind as you're planning the next couple of days, because we could start to see some snowflakes as early as tomorrow night, you guys.
Kayla is the worst driver you know.
Kayla, it's true. I'm a terrible driver.
And Kayla is the most scared driver you know. So thank you for adding another layer to her panic.
That's I'm sorry. Awesome. Just go slow and you'll be fine. I promise. But you guys, I can't stress it enough. Send us pictures. Send us video of whatever you guys are seeing. You too. We'll give you a shout out on the air. Chet, Spence, Kayla, send them our way.
Yeah, well, our boy Holmes Poozer, we know him as Homie, sent you drone footage of snow the other day before he put it up on our own station website.
Yeah. So
that's
awesome.
Awesome. And I think we did. We ran it yesterday morning. I was like, we have to get this into the shows. This is amazing.
Yeah, it was great. You got it before we did, which is fantastic. All right, we know you have to go. We love you long time. We'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Cassandra Jones, who might be the nicest person you know.
And if you really listen to her voice, you go, there's no way she has a real job. She works somewhere else. You know what I mean, though? She sounds so friendly and perky and cute. Like, she can't possibly be a meteorologist.
Oh, because we're kind of going down the same path.
Yeah.
I was going to say, why? Because all of the other TV people you know are miserable. is that what it is?
Maybe. She just sounds so adorable. Like, oh my God.
Looking at you, Dave Hall. Looking at you, Dave. Miserable Dave Hall. So about like, what night was that? Sunday? Sunday night.
Yeah,
about like Sunday night, but it may stick more because it'll be colder.
And if she's saying in my neighborhood 3 inches, that's like three times as much. Oh, boy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I talked to a buddy of mine that works retail that said we just started talking about shoplifters. And he said that in retail, he goes, if you really think you can get, just go steal whatever you want. Like if they catch you and get you on video and yada, 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 but that he himself he said he doesn't get paid enough to be a crime fighter and possibly get injured. My question is, if we ask people to call and tell us what they saw getting stolen, do you think people would call?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly doesn't help.
I feel like no, because like that way, if I said yes, like I've seen that happen, I feel like I would be admitting to like letting the crime happen. Like, and I'm an accessory to the fact.
But like, I mean, doesn't it make sense though that if that's the attitude of retail, maybe this is a better question. I'm sorry, you were going to finish your point.
Well, no, I've actually witnessed something being stolen.
As a retail worker?
No, as doing a radio broadcast from a retail outlet.
Right. But as a concerned citizen, did you think about making a citizen's arrest?
I did.
Oh, really?
Ran after, yeah. I ran
sat
after
right him. There on your butt, though, didn't you?
I ran after him.
You did?
Yeah.
And they outran you?
They had a full plan. It was a cell phone store. They had a full plan on a getaway car and the whole thing. Stupidest thing I've ever done. Why am I chasing this? What am I doing?
Yeah. It's not affecting you.
I'm not paid enough to be a crime fighter.
And you hadn't stretched first, too. Did you hurt your Achilles?
I pulled my hammy that time.
Spence all the time. If he doesn't stretch well enough before he runs, he gets hurt. He has very tight tendons.
Have you ever seen anyone stealing something?
I don't think so. But do you think...
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, I had a secondary question that was really, really good a minute ago. Oh, what was the... If you work retail and you saw somebody stealing, what would you do? What is the policy?
Yeah.
You want to go with that right now?
Yeah, because that's interesting to me.
Because we can move. Here's the other thing. I was going to play Who in the Room, but I couldn't decide which prize to give away. Okay. So I was going to say, well, you can choose. We'll just let you choose your prize. Why don't we do this then really quick? 702-364-9890. If you work retail, just call us and say your name is Jessica Lombardo. You don't have to give up a bunch of information. What is the policy? What is the policy on people who steal stuff in your store? And have you ever actually just kind of looked the other way because somebody was stealing? You're like, I'm not going after that. I don't care.
Okay.
What does it bother? It doesn't bother me. It's not my stuff. I'm really interested.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And really all it needs is one. And if we had as many as three people that called, oh my God, what a great day in America. 702-364-9898.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
In all honesty, Jeff Buchanan Show investigates. I was talking to a buddy of mine about, he works retail. He was like, I don't even know how we got to talking about shoplifters. I blame the alcohol.
Mm.
But he said, man, I don't get paid enough to fight crime. He goes, this job's hard enough. His attitude was, man, if you're willing to go in there and believe that everybody's like me, you know, and not going to stop you, then go ahead. A lot of places employ... You know, they call LP, loss prevention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're the ones that they go in there, and that is their job, to fight crime. But Stephanie, you worked how long in retail?
6 years.
And did you ever watch somebody steal some?
All the time. And we actually had a policy. We weren't allowed to ever accuse anyone of stealing, because if they got aggressive or shot you, it was obviously a liability of the company that I worked for. So I would see somebody pick up like a whole stack of shirts, And I would just have the customer service them. Like, oh, what size do you need? It looks like you don't know. Can I take those and get a fitting room for you? Oh, no, thank you. Well, yep. We had our own, like, shopping bags, and people would just fill them full of stuff. And I see a car idling in front of our store. I'm like, they're just going to run. And so I would be like, hey, would you like me to take your bag to the fitting room? And nope, they would just run out, and then I'd have to report it stolen, which never really came of anything. One time I did get subpoenaed to go to court to testify, but other than that, nope.
Listen how bored she is with all of
it's
this.
Like, yeah,
it's like, yeah, another day.
Happens every time. Yeah,
no big deal. Like, it was so stupid.
It is so stupid. It's stupid on a lot of levels. I love that, though, that you had to customer service them. Yep. Hey, can I help you with that?
It's also friendliness to the person who's going to steal from you.
The snarky side of me really loves that. Yeah. Just the...
Put yourself between them and the door and go, what do you need with that? What can I help you with?
No, that's evil, and that creeps me out a little.
Put myself between them and the door.
Yeah, like you're playing defense in the face you just made.
I'm like, gritting my teeth. Oh, I'd be the worst at trying to do that. I'd be like,
nope, that's
something. Can I help you?
Yeah, can I help you with those? No, that's awesome. You see him stuffing them into a bag? Hey, can I help you carry those? Let me. Yeah, that's great. No, it's so awesome because you know, they know you know.
Yeah.
But you're being nice. Oh, God, that's great. Have you seen these in blue? Oh, my God, they're so great.
Fabulous.
So fantastic. Yes, Jessica Lombardo, if that is your real name, please tell me it's a dude.
Yes.
There we go.
Fantastic. So you worked loss prevention for a hardware store.
That is correct.
Okay, so you...
And first-time caller, by the way.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
That is true.
You couldn't look the other way.
No. So, believe it or not, I've worked in retail for about 7 years now, but I've been loss prevention for about 2. And you see some crazy things that happen, and I probably have to say the craziest thing I've seen was a guy loaded up about $5,000 worth of power tools. And when we went to go approach him, he pulled out a gun and said, if you know it's good for you, you won't do it.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously you let him go. I mean, did they end up getting him later on?
We're still doing an ongoing investigation. So this happens quite frequently because policies for a lot of stores now do no on-hand, like hands-on. So it's a liability issue, just like with our associates are not allowed to accuse. If so, they can actually get reprimanded or even fired.
Yeah, no, you got to customer service them with. You got to. Can I help you to check out?
Wow.
Can I? You know,
you
that's
kill them with kindness.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's amazing. And it would have been even funnier though if Kayla was like, yeah, obviously you let him go. If you say no, that's when my karate training came in. And I kicked haven't you seen the movies? I kicked the gun out of his hand.
So when the gun comes out, what do you go? Enjoy your circular saw.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty much what you have to do. And all you can do is report it and hope that the police will get it. Just get best identification of whatever vehicle they're driving.
Yeah.
But they already know what they're doing, so they'll take off their license plates.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Way to go. Stay safe. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Stupidest thing, Dominic, stupidest thing you ever saw stolen?
Yeah, so I actually caught somebody stealing a hacky sack one time.
No.
Well,
yeah,
you stoop to a new low if you're stealing hacky sacks.
Oh, yeah, and the guy was in his 20s, too, so it's not like I caught, like, a teenage kid or a middle school kid stealing a hacky sack. It was a grown man stealing a hacky sack.
At that point, they need it worse than
you do. Well, they're going to Lollapalooza. They want to make sure they're prepared for life is beautiful.
Right. All right. And the crazy thing about it was, you know, when I had said something to him about, you know, I watched him peel off the tag and put it in his pocket, asked for the hacky sack back, he agreed he would stay and wait for security. His security called Metro. Because that was, you know, store policy. If we catch someone stealing, we have Metro come out. We don't let them go. And he ended up having warrants. So even though it would have been a kind of slap on the wrist for the hacky sack because it was under $5, right. Because of his warrants, he ended up going to jail that day over a hacky sack.
Dude! That started out as a good story that went to a crazy great story. Dominic, have a great day. Thank you, buddy.
Yep, thanks.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.